Task 3. Joan Poon is recording a podcast about food trends with Mary McCarthy, an expert in the food industry. Listen to the podcast and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hello everyone, I'm Joan Poon. Welcome to Good Health, Good Taste. You can download the podcast on our website, www.foodsense.com. Our guest today is Mrs. Mary McCarthy, an expert with over 30 years of experience in the food industry. Mrs. McCarthy is going to talk to us about food trends and her home cooking experience. Hello, Mrs. McCarthy. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello, Joan. Glad to be here.
Mrs. McCarthy, I know that part of your work is to predict food trends. So could you please tell us what will be the top food trends next year?
Well, Joan, I think I'm going to tell our audience what food trends we will see in the next 10 years globally, instead of just what's going to be in next year.
Okay, very good.
Right, the first trend is eating local food.
Eating local food. Mrs. McCarthy, I think this trend won't happen in Hong Kong because a lot of our fruit and vegetables are imported from around the world.
Yes, you're right, but in many countries, eating local food will become a trend.
But isn't it a good thing that we can eat different foods from around the world?
Well, there are two reasons for this rising trend and supporting local food. The first one is, by eating local food, you are supporting local farmers. By supporting local farmers, farming jobs are kept.
I see. What's the second reason?
With less imported food, it means less transport. Reducing transport is good for the environment.
Ah, now I understand. If more people buy and eat local food, there will be less transport of food from other places. Less transport means using less fuel and therefore it's good for the environment.
Exactly.
Right. And what is the second global food trend?
It will be the rise of a plant-based diet.
Ah, the rise of a plant-based diet, yes. A plant-based diet has been all over the food news in the last couple of years.
Yes, indeed.
What are the reasons? Do you think it's just being trendy and will fade away quickly?
No, I don't think so. I think this trend will last and grow because many more people are becoming more conscious of their health. We all know that eating more vegetables is good for our health. Also, more people care about animal welfare, so they eat less meat.
Yes. And what is the third trend?
The third global food trend is that our food focus will be more on fresh taste and less on portion size. In short, the new food focus is on fresh taste, not portion size.
Well, I like this trend. I think it's a good thing.
Yes, in fact, I really like all the three trends we've just mentioned. Focusing on fresh taste instead of portion size will definitely help reduce waste. As the public understand much more about the problem of food waste, they will be more careful with their food choice. And in this particular trend, the choice is on the fresh taste of food and not on the amount. Another reason for the rise of this trend is our focus on dining experience. More people now understand that eating or dining is an experience. It's not just about eating until you're full.
Yes, I agree. I've noticed a lot of people now, when they eat out, will carefully plan who they will eat out with and what restaurant to choose.
That's right.
Okay, Mrs. McCarthy, do you cook at home often?
Yes, I cook and eat at home whenever I can. I like cooking a lot.
Why?
Because I find it relaxing. In fact, cooking is my way to relax. Also, it is a chance to be creative. I get to mix and match and create a dish from different ingredients.
I never thought of cooking as a chance to be creative.
Joan, I gather that you don't like cooking.
I'm afraid not, because I hate washing dishes.
I see. So besides washing dishes, what don't you like about cooking?
I find it very stressful. While you find it relaxing, to me it's the opposite. There are so many things to prepare when cooking a meal, and that makes me feel really stressed. But the good news is, my mother is a good cook, and she likes cooking for me.
You're a lucky girl.
Yes, I am. Well, Mrs. McCarthy, thanks very much for talking to me today.
My pleasure. That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Thank you.